Today is the third day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Grateful to be here with you today as we greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week, right? Like we do all of the time. So let's gather together, look out over the vista. The week is in front of us. We have got to go there. We can only go there. There isn't going back. Although I wish sometimes we could. There's only going forward. And so we have to go there, out into the unknown of this week. We can go equipped. We can go ready. We can go prepared. Or we can go and just let it all happen to us and react to everything. The former is probably a better choice if, like, repair, safety, connection to God, connection to each other, like these kinds of, if we want these kinds of things, stability. Well, it doesn't just happen. You have to actually create it. One of the ways we create it is by just paying attention to what we're doing. And that's why we do this every week. Another way is by staying in the rhythm of the scriptures, letting them speak into our lives. We're also just here at the beginning of a brand new shiny sparkly month. And just like the week, the month is out in front of us. The vista is a little further. We can't see all the way to the end of that one. But as we go forward, it will unveil itself. This is kind of how it works. Forward we go. And we go into this brand new month in our brand new home, which makes a difference. Now we can move into this place, really, really make it sing and come to life as our community continues to grow. And so this will be our first go at a month. See if we can navigate this together using all this brand new technology to play with. And I hope you are. I hope you are. Make sure you get the new Daily Audio Bible app from the app store that works with your device. Just look for Daily Audio Bible, the Daily Audio Bible mobile app. And yeah, just start perusing, playing around. Looking forward to that very much. Enjoy. But anyway, we're at the beginning of this week, and let's jump into the scriptures. We'll read from the Good News Translation this week. Judges, chapters 17 and 18. There was once a man named Micah who lived in the hill country of Ephraim. He told his mother, "When someone stole these 1,100 pieces of silver from you, you put a curse on the robber. I heard you do it. Look, I have the money. I am the one who took it." His mother said, "May the Lord bless you, my son." He gave the money back to his mother, and she said, "To keep the curse from falling on my son, I myself am solemnly dedicating the silver to the Lord. It will be used to make a wooden idol covered with silver. So now I will give the pieces of silver back to you." Then he gave them back to his mother. She took 200 of the pieces of silver and gave them to a metal worker who made an idol, carving it from wood and covering it with silver. It was placed in Micah's house. This man Micah had his own place of worship. He made some idols and an ephod, and appointed one of his sons as his priest. There was no king in Israel at that time. Everyone did whatever they wanted. At that same time, there was a young Levite who had been living in the town of Bethlehem in Judah. He left Bethlehem to find another place to live. While he was traveling, he came to Micah's house in the hill country of Ephraim. Micah asked him, "Where do you come from?" He answered, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah. I am looking for a place to live." Micah said, "Stay with me. Be my advisor and priest, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, some clothes, and your food." The young Levite agreed to stay with Micah and become like a son to him. Micah appointed him as his priest, and he lived in Micah's home. Micah said, "Now that I have a Levite as my priest, I know that the Lord will make things go well for me. There was no king in Israel at that time. In those days, the tribe of Dan was looking for territory to claim and settle in, because they had not yet received any land of their own among the tribes of Israel. So the people of Dan chose 5 qualified men out of all the families in the tribe and sent them from the towns of Zorah and Eshtahol with instructions to explore the land and spy on it. When they arrived in the hill country of Ephraim, they stayed at Micah's house. While they were there, they recognized the accent of the young Levite. So they went up to him and asked, "What are you doing here? Who brought you here?" He answered, "I have an arrangement with Micah, who pays me to serve as his priest." They said to him, "Please ask God if we are going to be successful on our trip." The priest answered, "You have nothing to worry about. The Lord is taking care of you on this trip." So the 5 men left and went to the town of Laish. They saw how the people there lived in security, like the Sidonians. They were a peaceful, quiet people, with no argument with anyone. They had all they needed. They lived far away from the Sidonians and had no dealings with any other people. When the 5 men returned to Zorah and Eshtahol, the people asked them what they had found out. "Come on," they replied, "let's attack Laish. We saw the land, and it is very good. Don't stay here doing nothing. Hurry, go in and take it over. When you get there, you will find that the people don't suspect a thing. It is a big country. It has everything a person could want, and God has given it to you." So 600 men from the tribe of Dan left Zorah and Eshtahol, ready for battle. They went up and camped west of Kiriat Yearim in Judah. That is why the place is still called Camp of Dan. They went on from there and came to Micah's house in the hill country of Ephraim. Then the 5 men who had gone to spy on the country around Laish said to their companions, "Did you know that here in one of these houses there is a wooden idol covered with silver? There are also other idols and an ephod. What do you think we should do?" So they went into Micah's house, where the young Levite lived, and asked the Levite how he was getting along. Meanwhile, the 600 Danite soldiers ready for battle were standing at the gate. The 5 spies went straight on into the house and took the wooden idol covered with silver, the other idols, and the ephod, while the priest stayed at the gate with the 600 armed men. When the men went into Micah's house and took the sacred objects, the priest asked them, "What are you doing?" They told him, "Keep quiet. Don't say a word. Come with us and be our priest and advisor. Wouldn't you rather be a priest for a whole Israelite tribe than for the family of one man?" This made the priest very happy, so he took the sacred objects and went along with them. They turned around and started off with their children, their livestock, and their belongings going ahead. They had traveled a good distance from the house when Micah called his neighbors out for battle. They caught up with the Danites and shouted at them. The Danites turned around and asked Micah, "What's the matter? Why all this mob?" Micah answered, "What do you mean, what's the matter? You take my priest and the gods that I made and walk off? What have I got left?" The Danites told him, "You better not say anything else, unless you want these men to get angry and attack you. You and your whole family would die." Then the Danites went on. Micah saw that they were too strong for him, so he turned and went back home. After the Danites had taken the priest and the things that Micah had made, they went and attacked Laish, that town of peaceful, quiet people, which was in the same valley as Beth Rehob. They killed the inhabitants and burned the town. There was no one to save them, because Laish was a long way from Sidon, and they had no dealings with any other people. The Danites rebuilt the town and settled down there. They changed its name from Laish to Dan, after their ancestor Dan, the son of Jacob. The Danites set up the idol to be worshipped, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom and grandson of Moses, served as a priest for the Danites, and his descendants served as their priests until the people were taken away into exile. Micah's idol remained there as long as the tent where God was worshipped remained at Shiloh. John 3:1-21. There was a Jewish leader named Nicodemus who belonged to the party of the Pharisees. One night he went to Jesus and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one could perform the miracles you are doing unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "I am telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." "How can a grown man be born again?" Nicodemus asked. "He certainly cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time." "I am telling you the truth," replied Jesus, "that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. A person is born physically of human parents, but is born spiritually of the Spirit. Do not be surprised because I tell you that you must all be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" asked Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "You are a great teacher in Israel and you don't know this? I am telling you the truth. We speak of what we know and report what we have seen, yet none of you is willing to accept our message. You do not believe me when I tell you about the things of this world. How will you ever believe me then when I tell you about the things of heaven? And no one has ever gone up to heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe have already been judged, because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light, because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God." Psalm 104:1-24. In praise of the Creator. Praise the Lord, my soul. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are clothed with majesty and glory. You cover yourself with light. You have spread out the heavens like a tent and built your home on the waters above. You use the clouds as your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You use the winds as your messengers and flashes of lightning as your servants. You have set the earth firmly on its foundations and it will never be moved. You placed the ocean over it like a robe and the water covered the mountains. When you rebuked the waters, they fled. They rushed away when they heard your shout of command. They flowed over the mountains and into the valleys to the place you had made for them. You set a boundary they can never pass to keep them from covering the earth again. You make springs flow in the valleys and rivers run between the hills. They provide water for the wild animals. There the wild donkeys quench their thirst. In the trees nearby, the birds make their nests and sing. From the sky, you send rain on the hills, and the earth is filled with your blessings. You make grass grow for the cattle and plants for us to use, so that we can grow our crops and produce wine to make us happy, olive oil to make us cheerful, and bread to give us strength. The cedars of Lebanon get plenty of rain, the Lord's own trees which he planted. There the birds build their nests. The storks nest in the fir trees. The wild goats live in the high mountains, and the rock badgers hide in the cliffs. You created the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time to set. You made the night, and in the darkness all the wild animals come out. The young lions roar while they hunt, looking for the food that God provides. When the sun rises, they go back and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to do their work and keep working until evening. Lord, you have made so many things. How wisely you made them all. The earth is filled with your creatures. Proverbs 14, 20 and 21. No one likes the poor, not even their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. If you want to be happy, be kind to the poor. It is a sin to despise anyone. Father, we thank you for this brand new, shiny week. Right here at the beginning of this brand new, sparkly month. As we are moving into this brand new, shiny, sparkly technology, it really is kind of an all things new moment. We ask, Lord, that your hand be upon each of us as we navigate this week, but that your hand be upon everything behind the scenes here. As everything gets solid and stable, and we have a home like a long-term place around the global campfire. Thank you, God, for your grace and mercy and provision. Thank you for your blessing. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi. This is Leo Salem Morgan, and I'm requesting a prayer for my eyes. There, had surgery on, but they're blurry, and I've been to several doctors, and they have not been able to do much at all. So I'm asking prayer for my eyes, Lord, and I just love this channel. I've given a testimony for being healing from other problems. Now I'm requesting a prayer for my eyes. Thank you so much, Jill and Ryan. Love you guys.
Good morning. This is Marion from New Zealand. I am so grateful that I can finally actually be part of this community and being able to leave a prayer. I have always been a guest. I was never able to log in. And it is so wonderful with this new app. I am now able to completely use every aspect of it. And I am so grateful for that. And I thank God for that, because I prayed before I downloaded it, please let me be able to log in And I did and had no problems. And I love listening to the prayers, and I do pray along at the time. And it is so great that I can now actually respond. And I just thank you, Brian and Jill, and the team for all the work that you've put into this. And I just praise God, and I thank God that He is in this. And this will not be my last call. Thank you.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible. I just downloaded the updated version, and I listened to Ezekiel first. Don't know why. Profound. It's really cool. Good job. Well done. Good and faithful servants. It's very cool. I haven't discovered the rest, but I'm about to. Wow. This is amazing. Being here 20 years and seeing this progress gives me hope to continue on what Jesus has shown me to continue to do and build for His glory. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
This is Hands to Heaven. I just want to thank everyone on the Daily Audio Bible staff that has worked so hard to get the new app up and running. Thank you for doing so much work at the front end before it was released, so that the bugs that you face at the back end are easier to deal with. Also, I do have a prayer request. Some of you know that I lost my son 10 years ago, and some of you have read the story. Daniel read some of it. One of the first people I called was someone who helped determine the trajectory of my own grief by reminding me of all the things that I could be grateful for, even in such a tragic circumstance. Her name is Carolyn. This past Saturday, Carolyn lost her own firstborn son. Please be in prayer for Carolyn. Thank you so much. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Brian and tech team, well done, well done. Congratulations on creating the most beautiful, inspiring, fabulous new campfire. I moved in yesterday, and it's just been so much fun to go from room to room to see our beautiful new home. I am really looking forward to getting more plugged into our community. Of all the 13, 14 years that I've been listening, this year has had the greatest impact in my life. And I thank God every day for the gift that you all are, and what an honor and privilege it is to pray with you, to rejoice with you, and to cry with you. There are truly no words to describe my joy and excitement as we continue on this journey until Jesus comes and gets us. Brian, your commentaries this past week have been so rich, so wonderful. I know I speak for all of us. We love your gift of taking us into the heart of His Word. I grew up in a phase where for the next 40 days after Pascha, we greet one another with Christ is risen. And the response is, He is risen indeed. Thank you for reminding us that Jesus is the true aspect of our lives, that He alone is our unshakable anchor who blessed all of us with a life of peace, healing, and repair. And then today you took us on the road to Emmaus with Jesus, and how those disciples must have felt. And just being in His presence, even though they didn't recognize Him, how their hearts burned within Him, within them. Wow. His presence truly is with us. He'll never leave us. I love you, family. I am praying for every one of you, whether you or a loved one are suffering and need His healing physically or emotionally. Please know that you are loved and prayed for. Now let's go explore our beautiful community together. This is Rose, Abiding Rose in Utah.
Greetings, Dab family. This is Alan in Southern Litchfield County, Connecticut. Elva from Tulsa, you called in on the 26th regarding your brother in Indiana who had a heart attack. My dear sister, we are praying for him and for his recovery. On the 28th, we heard your message, Northeast Knee Bender, regarding your son in IT who needs a better job and opportunity. Currently working for a nonprofit, things aren't working too well for him. We pray, God, that you would open up a new job for this precious son. Lonnie in Indiana. I'm sorry, Lonnie, you're in Idaho. You called regarding a brain condition called Mayo-Male disease, where your major brain arteries are constricted or blocked, and the right side of your brain is not functioning. You have added pressure that can cause brain bleed or strokes. Blood clot disorder is causing your body to form clots, and you also have type 2 diabetes. This is quite a mix. Anyway, you've got a wife of 35 years, and you want to be healed, and you want more time for her and for your family. And we agree with you, my dear brother. You are highly loved and favored by God. Father, we certainly pray for Lonnie. We pray for his deliverance from all of these conditions. There's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we ask you to strengthen him and give him life. You are the God of the living, and we pray that you give him life here in this time and season. Father, for these other needs, God, we ask that you would move your hand on their behalf and take care of these things. Lord, we give you the honor and the praise and the glory for all that you are to us. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.